Hey guys, Alex back again. I just wanted to talk about the Joytech Delta version 2. I remember, or you guys may, you know, all zero of you listening, remember me talking about the original Delta with the C3 triple coils and shit like that. And in my last boo or boom or whatever the hell this thing is called these days, I was talking about the Joytech Delta, the Joytech Delta 2, which is a sub-ohm, which means it's under 1 ohm resistance wire tank, hotter vape, you know, higher wattages, that kind of shit, bigger clouds, more vapor, more flavor, you know, et cetera, the kind of stereotypical things you'd expect, hopefully, from a tank like this. It's non-rebuildable. When you first get it, you have to purchase an RBA rebuildable deck after the fact, which I think is kind of gimmicky. Like, why didn't you just include that shit? It's like $15 for the extra RBA section, which is a little bit of a ripoff, because Kanger is selling their sub-tank mini and sub-tank 25mm with the RBA section included, which means if you know how to build shit, you know, which I don't particularly, not very well, you can build your own shit and don't have to worry about purchasing coils and things, coil heads, the stock ones, the pre-built ones. So Joytech makes you do that shit. They make you purchase the RBA separate, which is kind of good for me because I don't really use it. I'm not going to be rebuilding. So for me, kind of a good deal. For a lot of guys who rebuild and shit, not so much. Because they're basically going to say, well, hey, Kanger has this shit and it works and blah, blah, you know, they're going to say, well, rebuildable. Why should I purchase this? But I don't care. I use it without the rebuildable section and it's fine. Retarded amounts of airflow. This holds about 3.5 mils of liquid. I was wrong. I thought it said 4.2. It's 3.5. I can probably squeeze about 3.6 in there. And the shaft on this, so the airflow, chimney, I guess you could say, on the coil is just freaking huge. When I pulled the coil head out of the base because I was priming it, soaking it up with juice, because it is cotton for the wicking material. So you really want to make sure you get that shit, you know, really saturated before you slap it in a tank and things. But when I was looking at the coil head, I was like, this is a goddamn RDA size type of thing. It's just a big, you know, wick the thing, put it on a mod, and just vape the base without the head, without the tank itself on it. I mean, it's that big. It's just, it's like almost a little small tank in and of itself. And the coil heads themselves, the non-rebuildable, they're calling them LVC control, or LVC coil heads, which is liquid valve control, which is kind of interesting. You can control the flow of your e-juice into the coil, into the wicking material. There's a little, ring, a valve that you can turn, and it goes open, closed, open, closed. And there are three huge, I mean huge, fucking slots where the juice feeds is. I've never had a dry hit unless I've had an empty tank on this thing. 50 watts plus, no dry hits at all. But anyway, if you're vaping thick-ass juice like I am, you know, mostly vegetable glycerin, mostly VG, because I have a PG allergy, except for the tobacco-style flavored vapes, which you don't vape nearly as much of. You know, this is more volume vaping. There's a lot going in, a lot coming out kind of thing. Very low nicotine, very high volume of just e-liquid. So if you're vaping that kind of shit, you crank up the LVC all the way open, and it's just maximum juice flow, which is beautiful. It's perfect. And then let's say you have a 50-50 blend, or you have you're putting your wattage lower. You don't want to rock it at 50 watts all the time. You can turn it any way. You know, you can kind of tweak it to where the way you like it, which I think when I first heard of it, I'm like, oh, this is kind of a gimmick, you know, like really, like, you know, why would I care about liquid control on my fucking coil head? But it's actually really friggin' useful, because if you have let's say a 20 watt device, or you only have the coil at 20 watts or something like that, and you like a colder vape and you have the airflow kind of down and you're trying to mouth to lung or something, you can do that. But your coil will eventually start to gurgle. You'll start to get gurgle because it's priming, it's wicking so great. So what you do is you pop the base off and you kind of slide the LVC control a little bit, you know, so it's like half open or something like that. And for me, without sight, you basically check by putting your fingernail in those one of those slots gently, and you twist it. You twist the control, and you can feel the valve open and close. And when it's closed, you can tell. And when it's open, you can tell. And when it's half open, you can tell and shit like that. So it's kind of a really cool little design, I think. It's a more control over the vape. It's more control over what you want. If you're a dude who vapes, 60-40, PG-VG, you can really close it off and just not flood your coil out. If you like a colder vape or something, what the fuck ever, it can do that. And that's cool. I have mine wide open, 50 watts all the time, 45, 50 watts, basically. It's just ridiculous. I don't do the whole, thing where, mouth to lunging and stuff. I have the airflow wide open on this because it's just that, it's that nice the flavor. I hate to say it, but it shits on the sub tank. A lot of these things, there was actually a guy on YouTube vaping with Twisted 420 actually was talking about it. And he goes, I know you guys are sick and tired of hearing it. That was great last week. This was great now. This next week, it's going to be this fucking thing. It's just the way of the business, man. It's the market right now. Everything is kind of flooded, but what's cool is we win. We buy this shit, we review it, we get a few people to review it, and then we can pick and choose. I'm a little bit, OCD, so I try and buy the greatest, the newest thing, because I'm curious. I want to see what it does. And nobody's sending me free shit. Hint, hint. So there you go. And I don't have a YouTube channel or anything, no real exposure, so what do you expect? I'm not like, I'm just ranting up here on audio, boo, for a journal thing. Having a little problem here. Maybe dead battery? Oh no, it's kicking. Stupid amounts of cloud. I mean, this kills the Atlantis on cloud production. I don't know if it's just me, but it feels like it's a more dense vape than the Atlantis. And of course, the flavor is there, so no brainer. The Atlantis and the Delta version 2 are basically the same price. The coil heads are about the same price as the C3 triple coils. So I wasn't too impressed on that, but I did buy a 5-pack of those LVC coils, so I'll be set for a couple of months. It's the way of the business. I mean, you could rebuild and tweak with that shit, but I'm not that dude. I'm just not. I don't care. See ya. Have a good weekend and shit. And vape on if you vape, and if you don't, cool beans, brah. See ya.